Yes, y'all know what it is, man. It's the Earn and ISO show. If you don't know now, you know we back at it, man. Friday, we're giving y'all a break from these questions and answers, man. Yeah, I'm saying in these Let's Talk. ISO's going to do what ISO do best, yes. A movie review. You haven't seen it in a while. And if you're new here, you know what I mean, hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button so you can stay tuned for whenever you drop these. I'm going to pass it to you and let you do your thing, man.
First of all, like I said, man, thank y'all for the success we've been having, man. I mean, that's all due to y'all. By now, the episode we did on Tuesday, you know what I mean? Y'all had a couple days with that. So maybe by now, you know what I mean? Y'all goddamn thumbs is tired from typing in them goddamn comments.
I'm not done. No, they're using their voice orientation now.
Right.
Like, bloop. Say this. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, she's young. Y'all ain't hear the verse that he's about to spit it right now. So you can hear it in real time. Nah, save all that, dog.
Yo, that would be wild.
Save all that, dog.
If somebody did that in the verse. you rhyming the joint into the phone so it can represent that joint. He killed it.
Right. Yo, anyway. You know what I mean?
I'm
gonna be doing the movie review of New Jack City. That's why the sign say New Jack City, simple and plain. New Jack City, man. Film came out in 1991.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I done had the information of who was directed by and all.
Mario Van Peebles.
Yeah, directed by Mario Van Peebles. And star Wesley Snipes, Alan Payne, Chris Rock, Ice-T, slew of others, man. Classic movie, man.
Definitely.
Classic movie, one of them classic movies of all time, I mean, especially in the hood. But yeah, we'll get into it. Movie starts out on a bridge. And I'm assuming the guy's is the connect. I'm assuming the guy's connected to the Dunham man.
Yeah.
The Dunham man got hanging over the bridge. And Nino steps out the limo. Let him know, nah, I mean, they probably finessed him or whatever. So he said, you ain't have my money on my product, so nah, I mean, you gotta go. Let him go. Dummy dropped him off the side of the bridge.
Yep.
We gonna get into it, but I'm like, okay, that shit is in broad daylight, and they just went on about their business. Are they hanging somebody off the side of the bridge? You know what I mean? It's broad daylight when they doing this.
It's broad daylight when they kill everybody.
You know what I'm saying?
Anybody die nuts?
Yeah. We gonna get into it. It was a lot of unrealistic shit going on.
Yeah, what you talking about?
You know what I mean?
You shoot out his weddings.
Right. Listen, yeah, we going to get into it. Everybody probably done seen him with a million times. So, yeah, we just going to get into it. So, we going to jump around and just get into it.
Yeah, all right.
All right. So after he threw boy off the bridge, I mean, off the bridge, it showed a scene of Ice-T and Chris Rock. I keep calling I'm calling Ice-T. Now, I'm calling him Ice-T, but I think his name was like Scott Appleton. Scott or something, you know what I'm saying? We was going to call him Ice-T, man. So, all
right.
You know what I mean? He Ice-T'd us, so. Now, I mean, Ice-T and Chris Rock, which is Pookie, you know what I mean? He's setting up a drug deal, I guess, you know what I mean? Chris Rock probably don't know he a cop. He don't know he a cop. You know what I mean? Of course, he don't know he a cop. So, trying to buy the kilo, you know what I mean? Going back and forth over the price. Chris Rock snatches the bag, the money, run.
Yep.
That's when the chase going, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? And New Jack Hustler song come on and all that, which is one of my favorite songs of all time. Love that song. I mean, chasing him. Don't get crazy. He jump on the bike.
Mm-hmm.
And he riding the bike. He riding a bike all down steps and all of that.
Killing it.
You know what I'm saying?
Killing it.
Right.
Do all that still get caught?
Right. You on a bike. He running, you on a bike. Cause I guess it's because it ain't no straight ride. Right. You going all through, you know, I mean, some people that not me know about New York and all that, been maybe New York. whole bunch of steps, whole bunch of alleyways and all that. He going down the goddamn steps. He going across the goddamn train tracks. Know what I mean? So he on chase. Know what I mean? So Ice T chasing him all through. Know what I mean? End up at the playground.
Yeah.
Chris Rock pulled a gun out. Bust off a couple shots. Know what I mean? Ice T return fire. Shoot him in his foot.
Right.
Know what I mean? Money spill out everywhere. Everybody come running up and snatch the money.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, then you just see they just had guns shooting.
Nah, my man was like, running. You fucking that kid up, man.
Right. Yeah. Right. Snatching. He's snatching the money. They're just shooting. They run up because they see money on the ground. Know what I mean?
Right, right.
About to get your head blown off. You know what I mean? So he let everybody know he a cop.
Yeah.
And that's when Kareem Akbar seen.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Kareem Akbar seen. You know what I'm saying?
Educated brother from the bank.
Yeah, educated brother from the bank. So that right there, yeah, that right there happens. The next scene is... Next scene is what? G Money's at the playground at first. I mean, betting on, you know what I mean, hitting jump shots or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that right there, that was El Valor suit too, man.
Yeah, he killed that jazz. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So now he hit the shot, won the money. They pull up in the Jeep. You know what I mean? Nino Dunnerman pull up in the Jeep.
Top off.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Pull up in the Jeep, jump in. They rolling through. Know what I mean?
This was the introduction to crack.
Yeah. G Money let them know about, know what I mean? Yo, know what I mean? This right here, they going crazy over this. And, you know, looking at it, he ain't too impressed.
Right.
I think they said, at that time, it was still what? It was 86?
Yeah.
They saying it was 1986 at that time. You know what I mean? So... They rolling around in the crack. I guess that's going to be the new thing. You know what I mean? G Money tell, listen, man. They going crazy over this.
You know what I mean? I got my Jimmy Wax 6 times last week.
Exactly. Last week. He's like, man, get the fuck out of here. This was the pause moment, though.
Right.
He's going to say, I know ain't nobody trying to suck your shrewd up dick. What? You speaking on that man's piece for?
Hell no, it's just Nino, dog. You know what I mean? Nino,
yeah, I understand that.
Gotta control the situation any way I can. I don't care how if I do it.
You know what I mean? So yeah. So they roll off. It showed them going to the nightclub. I mean, in the nightclub whole time. Ice T is in there. You know, he plays Scummy Scotty. You know what I mean? Ice T is in there.
Yeah.
But this the joint right here, right? It's part right here because you know it's a lot of stuff you miss. You ain't seen the movie in a while. Then you watch it. Stuff you miss. Bottle girl handed Nino a bottle that had a goddamn straw. He's drinking out of the damn straw. You know, stuff that you don't even remember because you ain't watched it. You know what I'm saying? You done seen him a million times, but you don't remember every single thing about it. Like, hold on. She handed him a bottle, but a bottle had a straw in it.
That's how Nino liked this. That's how Nino liked his champagne.
Yeah, he's drinking out the damn straw.
Yeah, well. What straw is that long? That's gonna reach the bottom of the fat. Yes, joy! Straw like this long, fam! Cause it gotta come out.
Fuck. Like stuff that you don't even know, you don't even remember till you watch it again. Like
he had the XL straws.
The fuck? Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, that was wild.
Right. Now I mean they walk in the back. And this is the crazy thing. That's how you know. He ain't never liked Kareem.
Right.
Kareem already in the back, of his sister because, know what I mean, Nino girl is Kareem's sister.
Yes.
Soon as Nino walk up on him, he pat him down. Don't think he got pat down to get in here?
And on top of that, that's your girl brother.
She don't give a fuck, you patting him down. That was like, the fuck? He had to get pat down to get in this motherfucker, right?
Right, you would think
back
so,
here,
right?
You know what I'm saying? He packed this motherfucker down.
Yeah.
Damn, you don't trust your girl, bro, but I get it, know what I mean? Some chicks I fuck with, I ain't trust they bro. So.
Yeah, but y'all wasn't in the club.
Yeah, so I was fucked. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
So, you know, they sit down and all that. Know what I mean? Talk about the plan, know what I mean, with the crack. And, you know, he giving a speech. But instead of like, we're going to clean up the community, Nah, times is hard, so people want to get high.
Yep.
So
we gonna fuck gonna it do up. It.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Know what I mean? So you know what I mean, they gonna start pushing the crack.
But don't worry about it, because every Thanksgiving we gonna give out turkeys.
You know what I mean? Push the crack, right? The crack. So this is how we gonna do it with the crack. Now I mean, it's the new shit that's going on. Know what right. I mean? I mean, this thing, he like, yeah, man. I've seen a few. How we gonna do it? We gonna use the Carter. This motherfucker pull out a big ass like blueprint joint and shit.
Where did he get that from?
Fam.
Yeah.
It said the Carter at the top in the apartment's like a sketch.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah. I'm like, where did he get that?
He's unrolled this shit.
You know the engineer?
Fuck. Now I'm saying, listen.
Yeah.
Yo, right?
The only thing that, go ahead, because when you get there, I'm going to talk about it. Right. Keep going.
Yeah. Roll the joint out. This is a copy. This is printed. This is the building.
Right.
In a building, just say the Carter at the top. He telling everybody what we going to do and how we going to do it. Everybody like, yo, I don't know how we going, you know what I mean? How we going to do that, man? It's a big, man, listen. We going to bum rush the whole thing.
Yep.
Which is unrealistic as shit. Exactly. Think about it. We just took over a whole fucking apartment building. Right?
Right.
We gonna get into some of this shit was unrealistic. Now we gonna bum rush the whole thing.
Yeah. So all the tenants gonna be afraid of us. Right. Right. Either they gonna work for us.
So yeah.
Or they gonna be a customer.
Right. The fuck?
His old family was wild. Like,
I ain't saying it's a movie, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, they like, yeah, man, we gotta take control of that now. We gotta get rid of the border running that shit and all that. You know what I mean? That's when Keisha was wild.
Yeah, Keisha was wild.
You know what I mean? She wasn't scared of them motherfuckers, man.
Keisha was wild. Shout out to Keisha.
So they do that, know what I mean? So it's sort of scene of them pulling up for the apartment building.
Yeah.
I guess one of the hustlers out there, you know what I mean? G-Money called him to the car. Told him, listen, man, services is no longer needed in the community. Keisha just blew his head off.
Yup.
You know what I mean? So after that, they showed it. After that, they showed a scene that...
It's like, oh, man, you know what I'm saying? That's how you do that shit in broad daylight. Yeah. Like,
first of all, he was scared because they didn't expect that shit. She jumped out, blew his head off. He was like, oh shit.
I was like, yo,
he was like, oh shit.
That's how you do that shit in broad daylight.
Right. You did a lot of shit in broad daylight, dog.
Yeah. I was like, what?
You just showed them going through the whole goddamn apartment building, taking over the whole apartment building. Shooting, killing motherfuckers in there. Shit's unrealistic fam, as
when
shit. It,
when Nino walked the boy out, remember he had the shotgun the boy head? That was in broad daylight. He just walked him out in front of everybody. Like, all the tenants and everything. Like, yeah, I mean, we run this shit now. It's us. Yes, yes. I'm like, where the cops at?
Come on, man. They took over a whole apartment building.
Fam, floor by floor. Y'all started out, because when you think, when it was the club, which was their place of business, it was only enough, the table was only enough for like a handful of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We CMB. All right, cool. It's a couple of us. How are we going to bum rush it all? How are we going to take on everybody?
No, it must have been a bigger organization. You know what I'm saying? Cash money. At bros, that point, but
they was?
Listen, I don't know. Shit skipped around. That thing,
I'm about
though,
to say.
It showed like, it looked like it was fucking warm outside when they did the shit. Then it showed like, that's when they were singing, Gerald LaVert was singing outside.
Yeah, in the fire.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then the end of that shit was like wintertime.
Right.
The front was like cinder blocked up. So they just did that. Nobody, no New York, no authorities, nobody, no cops walking by. Like, I wonder who fucking blocking this shit up with bricks and fortifying this.
He said, who knows?
Right.
Like, but we got
something. Who got the door right here? Who did this? Nobody that you don't live in that motherfucker?
They don't care. I got a shift to do. It's not none of my business. None of my concern. Let me continue on doing what I got to do. Yeah, man. Nino was a broad daylight killer. The whole gang. We do this in the daytime, baby. Nighttime, that's not my time operation, all
right? Right. Yeah, wow. You take over a whole. Yeah, I'm saying it. Then it show the old head or the old man and the OG in there. He in a police district. I mean, police station.
Yeah.
He making sense though. How the hell did they take care of the whole goddamn apartment building?
All right.
He telling the white cop, like, listen, if you lived in there, it'd be cops all over there. I'm still thinking, like, how the fuck they take this whole shit over like that?
Yup, floor by floor, dog.
How you take that whole apartment building over like that? That was an unrealistic part of the movie.
Yeah. Either you're a customer or you with us. One or the other.
You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, I get that it's a movie, but that shit was unrealistic. Unreal as hell.
Yeah, but it had to be some type of police surveillance on him because, yeah, I mean, remember Scotty and the white boy, they knew already. You know what I'm saying? It was Scotty, the white boy, and Stone. They already, like, knew about what was going on, but it was, like, just them.
Yeah,
just
jumping ahead. But, yeah,
my bad. Go ahead.
But, all right, so we'll go to the part with Stone, which is Merrill Van Peebles. You know what I mean? I guess he going to whoever's in charge of the police. You know what I mean? Let's just, like, yo. Now, I mean, I need these two boys right here.
Right.
Now, I mean, I'm putting the team together. I need these two boys right here.
Loose cannons.
You know what I'm saying? I need them. You know what I'm saying? I need them cats.
The bottom of the bottom when it comes to loose cannons. They the loosest.
You know what I'm saying? We need them. You need them dudes that ain't scared of these motherfuckers. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Which was another yummy mistake, too. Because why would you put Scotty in a position to go undercover where he just, you know what I mean, did something to arrest somebody? They put him back in there.
No, that shit was like years apart, though. That shit, because that shit went from like 1986 and it went to like 1989. So that shit had to be like years apart.
All right, so 3 years.
You know what I'm saying?
Is that enough time for the hood to forget you?
Fam, well, it's a movie, dog. Who knows?
All right, go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. Who knows?
Because Susie saw Pookie ain't forgetting.
He said, man, these motherfuckers, of course, if a motherfucker shot you, you ain't gonna forget the motherfucker shot your ass. Chase me and shot me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So now I mean, put the team together, whatever. Now I mean, you know, it's the whole duality. First, they don't like each other. Then they come along. You know, whole shit for the movie and all
right,
that.
Right.
So, you know, you start working together. So when you start working together, I guess I'm assuming it's Thanksgiving. Nino and them giving out the turkeys.
Yeah.
Now I mean, he see Pookie. Now I'm saying Scotty see Pookie. Like, yo, that's the kid I shot or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And you know, Nino telling, listen, man, clean yourself. He told Pookie, clean yourself up. I got a job for you.
Right.
So Scotty, you know what I mean, track Pookie down or whatever. Guess they in the crack house.
Oh, no. Pookie took a cook joint. Because remember, Nino was giving away the frozen turkeys. Pookie, because I was about to say, like, how the fuck did Pookie cook that turkey? Because I remember this girl's eating in the hallway. But he took a cook joint. That's right. Yeah. All right, go ahead. My bad.
Yeah, so.
He took a whole joint that was cooked on the table already.
Yeah, so Scotty find Pookie or whatever, and you know, I guess feel bad for him. Yeah, I guess, you know what I mean? Pookie's crying, you know what I mean? That, you know, the crack done got a hold of him or whatever. So, as you say, he's going to get him some help. He take him to the place, you know what I mean, to get the help or whatever, the rehab or whatever.
He just used him.
I mean.
He didn't care about him. He just used him because he knew he can get him into the car. That was my way to get in the car.
I mean, I don't. No, because he didn't. I don't think the time that he did that, he knew that they knew them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because I don't think he because if I remember correctly, he didn't say that till after like he was clean already. Well, like yo, man,
it was cool the idea.
You know what I mean? Yo, you know they did. You know they offered me a job over there, man. Because he was like, man, I don't know about doing that. Now I'm letting you do that. Like, man, they offered me a job or whatever. Okay, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, then because everybody else was against it, like yo, he just got off the crack. You gonna put him around a whole bunch of crack?
Right.
He just got off of it. You know what I'm saying? So I guess now, man, you could say he used him. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Now I mean, because he wanted to get him bad. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Well, at least we know that I think everybody was against except for the white boy. I forget the white guy that was with Scotty's name.
No. He's the one person who's like, yo, you gonna get it's your funeral, dog. You gonna get killed.
Oh, Nick. His name was Nick.
Yeah. Everybody was against that shit, man. Everybody like, listen, man. Now I mean, white boy was like, yo, man, you gonna get killed. It's your funeral, dog. You gonna get killed. You know what I'm saying? And that's exactly what happened. Rats got killed. But
he said that shit just keep calling me.
Yeah. Yeah, so of course, now I'm in there, now I'm doing surveillance and all that. You know what I mean? He got the belt buckle with the camera in there and all that. You know what I mean? And then, you know, they promote him and they start putting him, instead of being a lookout, they promote him to being around the crack.
Right.
So of course, got him again, got a hold of him again. You know what I mean? And you know, start getting high again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
did you start skip the part where Nino and them was going up against when they like had to take out the who was the boys? Oh, they wasn't Italians, was they?
Yeah, they was Italians. We didn't get to that yet.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I thought they went into it with them at the before they got to the club. Before they, I mean, that became like their main spot.
No. They got to that. No, when they take out a card and they making money now, then you know the Italians. I guess the Italians found out about that they making a whole bunch of money doing that. So they went to them and said, "Yo, we got to renegotiate." They was like, "Nah, we ain't renegotiating, know what I mean? It's our shit, know what I'm saying?" So he kicked him out, know what I mean? He go back to his boss, tell his boss all that, know what I mean? Yeah. The down mess with us no more.
Ain't no talking to Nino.
Yeah, so.
He ain't gonna listen to you.
So that right there is, go back to Pookie, like, now he in there.
Yeah.
He in there, but now he around the crack. So of course, you know what I mean? He around the crack. Now he started to smoke the crack again.
Right.
Now he acting all goofy and stupid to the point that they figure out that, you know what I mean? Listen, man, you getting high. So, you know what I mean? Then they figured out, then they found the fact that he got the surveillance joint on him.
He had a wire on him too
at
that time.
Yeah, he had the wire on him.
Yeah.
So that's when they's like, yo, take him outside and kill him and blow the building. You know what I mean? But this is the same time they planned on raiding. They're like, yo, we got to raid that joint now.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they went in and tried to raid it. Pookie was already, you know what I'm saying? He was tied up, right?
Yeah.
Tied up.
We were tied up. First though, we went from regular hood niggas to putting bombs on niggas.
Right.
Duh, nigga had a bomb.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay,
never mind, it's an apartment building. We burn it. And first of all, people still living here. And blow the building. Blow the building? The building.
Duh. But when you look at it though, I was like, they got computers in there. They taking the fucking disk drives out the computers. What was on the drive? Y'all just selling crack. I'm like, they pulling this shit out. Like,
we keeping fucking deep. Yeah, first of all, people had membership cards.
Yeah.
What crackhead is responsible enough to make sure I got my identification card? So I can buy my crack. You know, any type of crackhead got any type of ID on them. Anything.
Dog. That shit was so elaborate when you, like you said, when you young, you don't think about it. But buzz the
motherfucker.
Like,
yeah, you buzz the motherfucker. He had a computer.
Right.
Fuck is you. These motherfuckers at computer terminals. Like it's fucking this IBM or some shit. What you doing at this computer terminal?
Right, what are you doing?
What is everybody doing at this shit?
Right, the nigga, then we sell crack. The least amount of evidence is the best.
Right.
Loony.
Right. We got the computers in here. What the fuck is they doing at these computers?
Dog, I don't know. You know what I mean? That shit was just elaborate as shit for no reason.
Right.
All
right. Then when the boy Kareem let Pookie in there, the cops saw hype. Yeah, we in there with the systems. The fucking systems. What the fuck? They got a membership like it's a fucking gym. You got to have a membership.
Yo. Said they call that shit the enterprise.
Right.
Go back there, tell them beam you up like Skylar. All right, fam. But like, that shit was elaborate as shit. When it was time for them to like clear the fucking drink, thought they in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck was all that?
Very disciplined and organized. Blow the building. Blow the building?
That's an
apartment building,
that's
dog.
That's what they did, though.
Right. I mean, it's a movie, but still.
Yeah,
come on, man. Unrealistic ass shit. Took over a whole goddamn building.
Was the Carter open at that time? Was people living in it at the time the New Jack came out? Because I know it's a real, like, apartment building. Was it open? You don't even know?
I'm assuming it was. It was a real fucking building.
That shit would make it eerie for me to live there, knowing that shit. That shit would be eerie for me. You know what I'm saying? Because the Carter, the way the shit was, it was weird. Like, it was like a fucking... It was like built around the fucking the inside of it. You had to like walk from the outside through it, and you could walk out and back outside. Shit was, I'm like, why? Who the fuck would think of building a drink like that?
Yeah, that shit was built like kind of like how like City Hall is.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Built like kind of exactly. Like City
but
Hall
it's a
is.
Fucking building. Yeah, so the units is around like a fucking, and then in the middle was like a park and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, this shit was wild.
Yeah, but
blow the building. Yeah, that shit was wild.
Blew the whole fucking building. So then, you know, we go to the infamous scene of they at Nino house. No, we don't skip. All right, we don't skip the part that we got to go back and talk about.
Good.
When they started having the success of the Carter and all that, and it was like New Year's, and they having the party and all that, and you know, Nino see the chick Uniqua.
Yeah.
And he like, yo, G Money, you know what I mean? That the chick, you distribute chick that you know what I mean? You hitting that? And he's like, yeah, I'm hitting that. Then he go to the house part when he's at the house. He's with his, Nino with his woman. Uniqua with G Money.
Right.
And you know, this one that let you know G Money was a pillow talking ass nigga.
Yeah.
Uniqua saying all kind, coming all out of mouth.
Right.
Saying shit she ain't got to be saying to this goddamn woman that she shouldn't even know.
True.
You know what I mean? So then Nino doubling down on it like, yeah, she can't have no babies.
Right.
So, you know.
Don't you need somebody to help you run this empire? You ain't going to need a child. Some old
shit
like
that,
yeah.
Talking some old wild shit that went in her place.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, so then that's when G-Money got mad at her like, listen. Why you say that? Because, you know, I told you she can't handle babies.
Right.
Why the fuck would you tell her that?
Why the fuck would that be a I told you she can't handle babies. Yeah, but Nino was on his cold-blooded Jane at that time. He's like, you know, so they cancel this bitch, I buy a new one. I was like, damn. That's cold. Yeah. Nino was a cold-blooded motherfucker, dog.
Yeah, but, you know, cancel I mean, with that to that part of shit, so, you know, yeah, that shit is crazy. But then, because that part, it was like G Money and Uniqua started fucking, and Nino came out and just started watching.
Yeah, he was dog. So, that time he had champagne, no straw though.
Yeah.
By then he straight out the bottle with it. Then he got yeah, that was wild, dog.
That's in your mind. You watching her. And she looking at you while she fucking with him.
Right.
You looking at you. And that's when you decide, I'm going to fuck with her too? While she even watching her fuck with my mans?
With my brother's keeper?
You know what I mean? Right. Fuck.
By my nigga. Brother's keeper? That shit was wild. That shit was wild.
You know what I mean?
First off, where they was at was like a open area living room in Nino house. That's where you decide to fuck the bitch at? So, let me not dip. I'm sure Nino got an extra room with this bitch. Let me not dip off one of these rooms.
Listen, man, mi casa es su casa. Mi casa es su casa.
Yo, that shit was wild. Me?
But, yeah, man. All right, so what's the part that after, like, Pookie get killed, they had Pookie funeral or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's Pookie funeral or whoever got killed funeral, you know, too. And Stone tell him, nah, man, this shit operation is over with, man. Right. No task force is only we doing now. I mean, that's over with. So, you know, Scotty and Nick decide, no, that's not, nah, I mean, no, it's not over with. Nah, I mean, we going to keep it moving. Nah, I mean, we trying to get them. So they come up with a plan. They go to the boy, what's the young Italian boy name? Is it Frankie? I think his name is Frankie. They go to him and tell him, like, listen, man. You know, you gonna help us set, you know what I mean? Get us in touch with like Nino or whatever. Now I mean, he set it up because, you know, he was cool with G Money.
Yeah, his name was Frankie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean, set up the meet. You know what I mean? I guess he talked him into, you know, told Frankie, like, tell, you know, your man G Money that, you know what I mean? We can get him some work for cheap. So set that up. G Money, go for it.
Right.
Know what I'm saying? And tell him, you know, you're going to cut me a side deal and all this or whatever. That worked.
Everybody for self.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Whole team for self and shit.
Yeah. Pillow talking, doing side shit.
Right. Whole team for self. Nigga don't crack. We talking about doing side.
Yeah.
Don't crack.
Yeah. But that right there, all right. So then it go to, you know, the infamous scene of G Money and Nino playing basketball. You know what I mean? Right. They like they playing basketball after church or something. Everybody was done up.
Yo.
Had the slacks on, hard bottom shoes on. They playing ball. You know what I mean? Out there playing ball.
Yeah.
So, you know. Now I mean, Scotty walk up. He got a trench coat on. This was always got me like, what season was it? Because they ain't got no shirts on, but he come with the leather trench coat on.
Right.
What the hell was the weather?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What the hell was the
confusion shit we go through now? Let it be a nice day in wintertime. You gonna see motherfuckers out there with shorts instead of wintertime.
Right.
I'm like, yeah. Right. Nice day in the wintertime with some shorts and shit.
Oh, it's going. Man, listen, if it go up to 50 degrees, people got shorts on. But it's always that one person, no matter the weather, they got shorts on.
Right.
It could be 25 degrees.
Right.
Then somebody got a coat on and a hat and a scully on their head, but got shorts on.
Yeah.
It's always one person out there.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't bother me. I don't get cold. Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? When you guys got arthritis and all that, when you old, you know what I'm saying? You be wondering, why I'm all fucked up?
Shit set in on you.
Right. See what I'm saying? But anyway, so, you know, that's the infamous part, you know what I mean? Them playing ball and all that. Scotty walk up.
That's what my man Scotty was, Mr. Washington.
Yeah. So, they get introduced and all that. You know what I mean? Nino tell him, listen, man, walk him down the block. You know what I mean?
And if this dreadhead motherfucker make a wrong move, you lullaby his ass. Yeah. Sorry, cuz.
Yeah, so. Yeah, extra shit.
Yeah, I was like, all right, cuz.
And then that's when Kareem told Keisha, like, listen, I know him from somewhere.
Right.
So, and it's another, not what I mean? So this part right here, this is another part that get me. Right? Nino in the limo. He talking to G Money.
Right.
Whole time G Money smoking crack talking to him on the phone. He's smoking crack talking to him on the phone. And this is what killed me about that. I'm like, if you the one that seen what it do to people, because you the one that started, so you, because you the first one in the crew to start selling it to people.
Right.
So you all people see what it do to people. He talking on the phone when he whole time smoking crack.
Yo, he can't, he like, yep.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. What? He's like,
I'm like, nigga, fuck you doing?
If this motherfucker's not who he says he is, I'm gonna kill him. And then I'm gonna kill you. My man was like, he didn't give a fuck about that.
Yeah.
He's like, no, all right.
Yeah. Cause you think he fucking playing. The fuck?
Yo. He just trying to get you on the phone so I get back to this crack.
Right. Yeah. Let me let you go. Let you go.
Yeah. Yo. Yeah. Right? But like you said before, the motherfucker was, he was clouded in his head. He wasn't playing, he wasn't thinking straight.
Oh, damn. We done forgot the goddamn, one of the best parts of the movie and shit. After they blew the shit to Carter, he didn't need no house. Know what I mean? He had a meeting calling people, important people, know what I mean? Top people in the organization to the house. Talk about, yo, man.
Scene has been, what I'm saying, redone multiple times.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. So, you know, yo, shit fucked up. Who fought? Know what I mean? Yo, how that happened? He asking everybody.
Right.
This is what killed me. I said, this would kill me. Now, I said this the other week. How are you yelling at him, but then you take it out on Kareem? You stab Kareem in the hand.
Right. You're right. That nigga wasn't even there. I don't even think Kareem go to the Carter.
No, he was in there.
He was in the Carter then?
Yeah, he was in the, Yeah, okay, he was in the Carter. Okay. Because remember, he was the one that went and got Pookie and bought Pookie the G Money.
You're right.
He was in there. Because remember, he the one that set the computers up. Remember, he was a computer programmer.
Yeah, fucking Oh, what the fuck was on the files?
He the one that fucking... Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, so that right... So he ain't in the house. So he mad. He on that G Money. But then he take it out. He take right. it out on Kareem.
Nigga just mad. He's mad to be mad. You right. don't expect... Remember, because he put the dog chain around G Money neck on some shit. Like, I mean, grinding him on the joint. I'm like, damn, what's going on? He was like choking him for a minute. Then he stopped. Then he just stabbed Kareem in the hand. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Let's then see. He wiped the blood on G Money's shirt. Like, yo, this nigga's crazy, dog.
You know what I mean? Yeah, we got meat and everybody coming all black.
Right. Yeah, that was a dark ass scene.
Yeah, so. I mean. Yeah, so now I mean, go back to where we
shout
was
out
at.
To the Dutter Man. The Dutter Man was the realest motherfucker out the Dutter Man and Keisha, the realest motherfuckers out the whole clip.
You think this got the, you know, the high power shit? All right, yeah. So yeah, they was just people that was just listen, man. Some people just down for you. They just with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Some people just riders, man, and they with it.
Yeah. It was.
So, yeah, man.
Right, because then, all right, because you was at the scene where you met Mr. Washington. I think after that, that's when they wasn't passing out the joint, that's when they was at the wedding.
No, was they at the wedding first?
No, they was at the wedding, because that's where, remember the old man ran up on him, and then like Scotty grabbed him.
Yeah, that wasn't at the wedding, no, that was before that. No, that was when he was in there just giving the kids the money.
Store. It was at the store to get the kids the money, right? Yeah.
But let me tell you part when he was selling the limo. So of course, you know what I mean, he tell G Money, you know what I mean, this ain't what we say is, I'm gonna kill him, man, kill you, right? This motherfucker gonna say, I don't trust this Mr. Washington.
Yeah,
No, he was like, I want him to stick to me like flies to shit. Why do I want a motherfucker closer to me if I don't trust him? If I ain't sure who he is, who the fuck he says, why the fuck would I want him close to me?
Yeah.
And the reason why I'll get away with shit, because people don't never see me. I was never at the corner.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, that just threw me off. I want him to stick close to me. Why don't want a motherfucker stick close to me if I'm not 100% sure who the hell he is?
He don't want them cheap prices. He still want them cheap prices, but... You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Because throughout that point, you know, really, you're right. Because even that scene where he walked up, remember they was like, you know what I mean? And everybody, Keisha put the gun on him. He like stepped back and shit. When he was like, and then like, he's like, ah! I was like, yeah, so I don't know. That I never thought about that. You might be right. I don't know why he did that.
Why don't motherfuckers close to me?
Had to be, we got to get him close together some way in the storyline.
Right. Because you know I mean, right, that made no sense to me, because who the fuck would do that?
Right.
I'm not 100% sure who you are. So I'm gonna be buddy with you, and you won't come and be around me all day.
Right, right.
That don't make no sense to me.
Right.
If I don't trust you, I'm doing the opposite. I'm staying the fuck away from you.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna let you come around like we best friends. We out there having talks and shit. I'm telling you about back in the day when I was a kid, I shot some lady, man. You know what I mean? Right. I don't fucking know you, but I'm gonna tell you that I shot somebody.
Right.
And killed her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sense would that make? But anyway, I'm already closer to me. I don't trust you.
Right.
Shit don't make no sense. But was then it showed them hanging out and all this and that. Then it showed a part with the man. You know what I mean? The old man come in and, you know, tell the kids, you know what I mean, get away from him. He telling Nino about, you know, selling drugs to your own people, this and that. Get to that part. And then you know, then they go to the wedding scene.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, go to the wedding scene of... No, I think that... Hold on. What fucking night? I can't remember what it... at the same time of... I can't remember the exact part. It had the white boy broke into the club or whatever. And I got it. Now, I mean, got some information out the safe. Got the stuff on the safe. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Stuff about the safe. I can't remember what part that was. I can't remember when the movie that was. Can't remember, but it don't matter. But yeah. So it showed them at the wedding. Whole time, this is like super movie stuff. Like at this time, whole time, the people packing up was like part of the Italian mob.
No, it wasn't Italians.
Yeah, it wasn't.
These things were from caterers.
Right, they was caterers. they load stuff up. So they must have been in the whole time. Right. So y'all never noticed that it was them the whole time? Because they packing up the chairs and all that stuff. So you never noticed none of these people like... You know what I mean? And they waited. I mean, at least they had respectful enough. We're going to wait till the wedding is over. Then we going to try to kill y'all. Because we don't... Because right. We don't mess with family. So we here to get the people we here to get. We not going to just shoot it up while Keith Sweat out there singing to the chicks.
No, we don't want to do all that.
Yeah. That's not how we move. We wait till it's over with.
Yeah. But you in the action of doing it like, you like the food?
Right.
You like the...
Right. So was they... they packing up. Then my thing is... That's when he noticed. That's when, you know, I guess he noticed one of them.
Yeah.
And, you know.
They started pulling the joints out.
No. G, it's a hit.
Yeah.
Then he pulled the gun out.
Yeah.
So he must have already noticed it. I mean, knew who the bull was.
That's my part right
so
there.
So y'all didn't know, like.
Yeah.
G, it's a hit. Cover me.
Cover you. But you ran to grab the little girl.
I mean.
Cover you. That's my part. Because Keisha came outside. I don't know what the fuck Keisha had. But she slid out that joint like, shh. She fucked me up when Keisha went out, though.
Yeah.
She slid out into that shit. I was like, damn.
Yeah, now I mean, she wanted that action a little bit too much.
Cover me.
Yeah.
Just scary ass out of here, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, he grabbed a little girl and all that, you know what I'm saying? And, shoot out at the... Yeah, man, it was popping off that was, joint.
That was his third. That was supposed to be 50 Cent's second album's title name. Remember, it was the Valentine's Day Massacre. They said that, like, during the cutscene on that joint. It was like the Valentine's Day Massacre. You know what I'm saying? But 50 just dropped the Valentine's Day and called the second album the Massacre.
Oh. Yeah. And then, so that happened. And then,
everybody, Keisha's gone.
That's when Keisha got killed. And then
I believe the Dunham man got killed there too.
No, Dunham man get killed. Dunham man get killed till later on in the movie. Okay. Keisha got killed. Then the boss, know what I mean, the mafia boss call up. I think his name is Don Armateo.
Yeah.
Know what I mean, he called and let Nino know, we had to get y'all for that. You know what I'm saying? If y'all, you know, I guess from cutting them out, not doing business with them no more. So. Right. That's when Nino, he sent people to spray shit up. They're on a motorcycle, right?
Wait, Nino know how.
They're on a motorcycle. Them motherfuckers got slacks on. Slacks on with the guns. First of all, they didn't even have ski mask on.
No,
like they had the pillowcase joints. Look at it. They didn't have a ski mask. No, they had ski masks on. Like they had knapsacks on with the eyes cut out. Like they had pillowcases, the pillowcase joints with the eyes cut out.
Yo.
I rewind the joint and watch it a couple times. Like, got slacks on.
Yeah.
Ready to put that work in.
On the back of another motherfucker.
But they back to back. So I'm like, we not. Now I mean, I'm not sitting the regular way on the back because I got to shoot. And first of all, pause. I'm not doing it that way. We going to be back to back, strapped up back to back. Because he in the jaw like this.
Yeah.
He going, he like this. He like this. They strapped up back to back and shit. Yeah, because I don't know about all this. I'm about to be the fuck. I'm about to be the fuck on you like this. The fuck I look like? I ain't no bitch. No, you're right. Be like, shit, because y'all remember the wire and shit, the part with fucking Snoop, know what I'm saying? When fucking Snoop pulled up on the motorcycle popping the gun off and shit.
Yeah,
she can ride like that. That's a woman. We ain't gonna, I ain't going to be fucking riding like that. No, strap us up back to back, dog. Know what I'm saying? Know what I mean?
They got away with that, Jay.
Got away with a lot of shit in broad daylight. Shot that whole goddamn front
shot
up.
Shot that whole shit up.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
crazy, yo.
Yo. Yeah, but then, damn, what happened after that? I'm losing track. Okay. They go back to meet with Stone. Stone tell, know what I mean? Stone introduce them to the lawyer or whatever, the attorney or whatever. And she like, listen, man, he ain't on none of the evidence. Know what I'm saying? So it's going to be hard to get him because he ain't at the car. He ain't in none of the camera. Know what I mean? The surveillance footage, none of that. So like, all right, we got it. So, know what I mean? He think that we going to buy from us. Know what I mean? So they set that up. So they go in the warehouse. Know what I mean? So in the warehouse scene. You know what I mean? And this is some other shit just like this is funny as hell to me. But they in the warehouse, right? And they about to do the deal. They got all this fucking security and all this shit for like a briefcase worth of fucking worth of work. You think it was a whole fucking truck worth of shit. Fam, we did all of this. These motherfuckers is set up, done a man, know what I mean? Done a man up in a scaffold joint. Going back and forth, Uzis, everybody got some real fucking weapons in this joint.
Right,
real
right.
Fucking machinery. They walk in, we doing all this shit for like fucking 2 kilos worth of fucking work. It's like a briefcase. It's like a fucking briefcase worth of shit. You think they about to back the fucking truck in? I'm like, yo, we about to drop cop 100 bricks.
Yeah.
This nigga got a briefcase. All of that shit for this? We could have did this shit at the corner store.
Right. And this is after he already talked to my man on the rooftop and told him, like, what you said, everything. He treated him again like he don't know who he is. Because remember when he came in, he was on some like patting down and shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Man, you just told like, me all this shit. Like, the motherfucker told me, he said,
listen, man, this is business.
This is business.
Right?
All
right. So when he had to open it up and show him he really got the 2 key or whatever work, a fucking briefcase, whatever work, all this shit, it gotta be something else to this shit. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe like, I'll give you this, then we gonna back the truck in later. Cause I don't know why the fuck would we just do all that for this. I could have just handed you this. The fuck? I could have just handed you this shit.
I just passed it to you. You give me the money.
Right.
Yeah, hey, I got the joke.
Could have just fucking hit. Catch. I'm gonna get that shit to you in a fucking brown paper bag. The fuck? Right? So that's when Kareem recognized him as, yo, he 5-0. I remember from somewhere. Right. He 5-0.
Johnny Lately come at some nigga like, you just not catching on, dog.
Damn, I know I remember him now that we here. And the fucking drug deal. Now I remember. Yeah, he's 5-0.
Right.
It took him to be kneeling down, because that's how I seen him first time I seen him. The fuck? But anyway.
Yo,
right?
Oh my God, yo.
So, you know, guns come out, shooting out. Now I'm saying his backup, like, yo, we got to run up in there, shootouts. Now I'm saying running all through the warehouse and all that. Nino cutting throats and stabbing and killing people with a knife.
Yeah, Nino cold-blooded.
Yeah, know what I'm saying?
Hand to hand,
a
gun,
yeah.
I'm good with it.
Yeah, he was like, see, when somebody seen that, was like, yeah, that's our blade right there.
Yeah.
It's our blade. See that knife work? You know what I mean? Like, I was just watching New Jack City, and we're going to do Blade, and we just want to, you know what I mean?
Yo, that's wild.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but that right there is that right there in the warehouse. I mean, he made it out of warehouse. That's where the Dunham man got killed at. Mm. Now I mean he got killed in the warehouse scene. And the whole thing is crazy to me is Ice-T, all this shooting out and all this type of stuff, all this stuff running around. Ice-T still got the hat on. So the hat never flew off or none of that. When you're ducking and dodging bullets and shooting and running around the warehouse, he still got the hat on. The hat's still on his head.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Through all of that, he still got the hat on. So that hat never flew off. We never said, let me take this goddamn hat off.
No.
I'm in the middle of it. No. Fuck, is the hat bulletproof? What the fuck is that hat on for? He still had the hat on the whole damn time. Yeah. Whole damn warehouse goddamn shootout and chase. He got the damn hat on. Yeah. Hat still on his head.
Yeah.
So like that's, I said, yeah.
That's around the part where he like chasing down they coming down the back steps. That's when Ice-T, you know what I mean? That's when he was fighting in the garbage, right?
No, that happened after.
That or...
No, I mean, he had already... No, I mean, so
Nino... Oh, you're right. Because I mean, Nino got away.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
Nino got away.
No, I mean, so Nino get away.
Yeah. That's when him and G-Money had the conversation.
Yeah. Him and G-Money had the conversation. And, you know, my brother's keeper and all that. And that's when... You know, Nino find out.
That's when G-Money try to cop a plea, like, yeah, we can just start it up, just me and you.
Yeah.
Just me and you, we don't need a, we can start it right back up.
And that's when Nino find out, listen, man, now I mean, he's smoking, his man smoking crack.
Right.
Say, yeah, he been sucking on that glass dick.
Yeah.
Now I mean, that's when the infamous line is that, that's what this is about? I don't give a fuck about that. Fuck that whole bitch. Whole bitch. That shit is golden. Dog. That was my go-to shit. You whole bitch.
Yo, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Remember I was mad at that chick, you whole bitch.
Yeah, yo. You know what I mean? I hope that's not what got, you know what I mean, G-Money strung out on that shit, fucking with that broad.
No. See, and the crazy thing is, he's saying, I don't give a fuck about her. He was still fucking with her, though.
Right.
Because to the part that when they found out where he was at, yeah, at the end of the day, they like, fuck that. We just going to go get him. He in the goddamn apartment, and she fucking with him. She in there with him. So you just told your man, fuck that whole bitch, and killed your man, but you still fuck with her, though.
Right.
But fuck that whole bitch, but you still fuck with her? But you say you don't care, though. You know what I mean? You don't care about the bitch. Yeah. Fuck that whole bitch, but you still rocking with her, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
That was his go-to.
You know what I mean? You killed the man. Yeah, man, she was... Listen, man, she was down. I guess, you know what I mean? Need somebody who's down. Yeah, so, you know what I mean?
Go to.
So, you know, and this is another funny part, yo. Them motherfuckers busting through the window. Motherfucker busting through the window. But, you know, he's like, yeah, man, he got people on the roof. Now, I mean, got guards and everything on the roof and shit. So, you know, they sneak into the goddamn apartment. And, you know, IT busts through the fucking roof. But he already got... He swung in with the fucking dead body of one of the bodyguards. Cause you know when Nino grabbed a gun and started popping off at him, he using the dead motherfucker as a bulletproof vest. But he came through swinging through the window with this motherfucker. Yo, watch the movie, dog. You might not remember. You gotta watch the movie and shit to go back with my. This shit that I missed because I ain't seen the movie in a minute. So be details that I missed. Oh. Dog, he came and swinging through the window. Bust through the window, but he carrying the board on the dead bodyguard. He carrying him and used him. He bust through the window. And it's like he bust through the window and the bodyguard was in the room and he used him. No, he came through the window with the dead body bodyguard. And used that motherfucker as a fucking bulletproof vest. Cause Nino was popping off at him. Fucking Scotty fucking move out the way. The dead body was still fucking standing there like this, getting shot. The fuck? That shit look crazy. He swung through the window with the dead body. How you carrying the body? You swung through the window with the fucking dead body. Carrying the dead body.
Oh, man. Yo.
Out of this world shit.
Yo.
Spider-Man shit. You swinging. He came through, bust through the window with the dead body, using the dead body as a bulletproof vest. How the fuck did you carry the body in and swing through?
Yo.
Right?
Oh, man.
And that's when, you know, Scotty Bonami whooping his ass.
Yeah.
And my thing is... If I'm not mistaken, I don't know if they must have did this shit early in the morning or what. Because you like when they ran up in the joint,
it was dark.
It was night. When they was whooping his ass, it was the day's time. Everybody was outside.
Yeah.
The sun wasn't like just cracking out. Sun was at its highest. Everybody and their mom was outside.
So, now, I mean, whooped his ass and all that, arrested him. And, you know, that's when one of the parts of the movie that it's in every fucking movie where somebody about to kill somebody else, the motherfucker run up. Yeah, he ain't, don't do it. He ain't worth it.
Yeah, but that's why Icy had a pause moment, though. He's like, when she's so bad, my dick is hard. Right. I was like, whoa, why that line is in there? Why? I'm like, why did he say that? What? Hey.
Dick is hard.
He was like shaking with it, too. Yeah. Shoot you so bad, my dick is hard. I was like, what? Wait a minute. What's going on?
I don't even make the correlation.
Yeah, I was like, why? Why that had to be in the movie?
Did anybody run up? Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
He's talking to you that because that lady, that teacher, that was my mom. I was like, oh shit.
Moving his ass.
I was like, there's a lot of fucking connected dots in this motherfucking movie.
Right.
I'm like, damn.
So, yeah, so that right there. So, of course, now I mean, they're resting.
They got him, too.
Yeah, they arrest him. So, they go to court. And, you know, they're up there testifying. That's where niggas start. Okay. It's bigger than Nino Brown.
Bigger than Nino Brown.
Yeah, now everything is bigger than Nino Brown.
Man, I was like, he was on some shit like, did I bring the crack cocaine to the wheel?
Right.
Did I fly it off? Did I bring it off the boat? All right, fam.
Right.
All right.
He said, yes, I was a member.
I was, yeah.
Said, I wanted to get out. He threatened to kill my mother. He's like the real leader. Look at him. Kareem Akbar.
You know what I mean?
Educated brother from the bank.
Educated
Everybody
brother.
Everybody turning around like, the fuck?
They threatened to kill my mother. Yeah, that's crazy. I'm like, those sticking needles are so cool.
Whatever. Saying whatever.
Yo! He ain't there to kill my mother. I'm like, what the fuck is you talking about? You know what I mean? This shit bigger than Nino Brown.
Right. It's bigger than Nino Brown.
If I go down, I'm taking everybody with me.
Nigga jumped up, fixed his suit, taking a whole lot of people down with me. So if I'm the judge and I hear that shit, I'll be thinking like, this motherfucker might be lying and be saying he was going to bring people down. Right. Saying whatever.
Right. The whole thing about it though, why is Kareem in the jail? Why is he sitting there?
Everybody's sitting up in that joint.
But if you know you got some type of association with it, why do you want to see this through firsthand?
Because of the movie.
Because
that ain't no sense. I'm not even
home.
Fucking being there. I don't know these motherfuckers.
Right. I'm home, nigga. I don't know what you're talking about. Who?
Now, I mean, and then my goddamn thing is, you already on the surveillance footage and shit.
Right.
From when Pookie had you fucking tape.
Right.
So you at the Jones, they like, he done pointed you out. Now they arrest his ass too. They arrest him, but they say Nino only got a fucking year. He up for probation after like a year or some shit. Parole, whatever, after a year.
Then the nigga, ain't he in the joint? Like, because when Ice seen him got mad, like, that's so he's like, don't worry about it, baby. When you done, you come work for me.
Right.
I'm like, nigga, you still in the courtroom.
Right. Right. Work for me. Fucking movie. If I'm the judge, I'm like, what you say?
Yeah, I'm like, fam, I'm still...
The fuck?
Oh my God, that shit was wild, dog.
I mean, he's bigger than Nino Brown.
Bigger than Nino Brown, yeah.
Right, so of course, you know, news reporters and all asking questions and all that. Know what I mean? Who come up out of nowhere? The OG from early in the movie.
Yeah, the old man.
You know what I mean? Pull the gun out, shoot him. It's a courthouse. How the fuck you get a gun in the courthouse?
How the fuck, How the fuck? Fam, not just that. Everybody named mom on them fucking steps. That nigga pull that shit out, you know what I mean? Up the steps, hot bow, right there, got him and shit. Neo just fell and died.
Yeah, so I don't even know how you got the gun inside the courthouse, right. Though. How you get a gun inside the courthouse?
You can't get a fingernail cut in the courthouse. Right. Dog, right. What you talking about? That shit was wild, dog.
Right.
That shit was wild, dog.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So he fall. end of the movie. You know what I mean?
Right.
Y'all done seen the movie 1,000 times, but I know it's probably some details and stuff like that that you missed. Cause I did not remember the problem. I remember him swinging through the window. Mm. I remember swinging through the window carrying the dead body with him, busting through the window. That shit's crazy.
Yeah.
That part was wild. Using that motherfucker as a bulletproof goddamn vest. You know what I mean? So
New Jack City only spawned other motherfuckers to want to be Nino Brown. It didn't deter motherfuckers from not wanting to be.
Listen, man. I mean, Ice-T said that shit, New Jack Hustler. It'd be another one after me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just spawned motherfuckers to want to be Nino. Y'all didn't stop the shit. Shout out to whoever was cutting Nino head throughout that movie.
You know what I mean? Dunham Man's getting his head cut. They was taking too much time, like,
dog.
CMB in the back of the...
Yeah, yeah. CMB, Cash Money Boys. You know what I'm saying? That's a good review, man. I dug that, because I ain't going to front. There's a couple of things that you remind me of that I need to pay attention to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and watch that shit, because I want to see that scene of my man coming through the window, you know what I mean, on that body.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I need to see
Listen,
that.
Man. This shit was crazy. That was crazy.
I need to see that, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't got nothing else to say, man?
Nah, man. I ain't got too much to say, man. Where is this damn part? I'm going to see if I can play the joint on here. But, yeah, man. This joint is crazy, man. But, So, you know what I mean? Why, like, he came through.
But that's one of Nino bodyguards, wasn't it?
Yeah. Came through with him. Make this shit unrealistic as possible.
Yo, Tug. Shout out to Nino, man. First off, we looking for you. Just find a spot where there's a bunch of niggas on the roof with bodyguards.
Right.
What the
fuck? Where Nino at? I got bodyguards on the roof. These motherfuckers is dressed up in a Sunday best. Look for the motherfuckers in a Sunday best.
Right.
With guns.
Yeah, find a nigga. You don't gotta look hard. Niggas right there with the body. Niggas on the roof just surveilling the rooftop. That's where that nigga at. You know what I mean? Still Nino Brown, so. It's crazy, man. Listen, man. Shouts out to y'all. Thank y'all. Hopefully y'all enjoyed that review. If you new here, you know what I'm saying? Every now and again, my man ISO does dig into the bag and give y'all, you know what I mean, a review. If you want to catch up on the reviews, either the Baby Boy one. That's only two you did, right?
I think I did. I did. We did Baby Boy.
Oh, you did a couple. Like, Color Purple.
Like Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I don't think we did a Color Purple whole movie review. I think we just talked about Color Purple.
Okay, don't worry about it. That was a movie review for me.
I ain't doing that. And that new one, I wasn't gonna click on it and watch it. I'm not. I'm just not. I don't care. Man, I'm not doing that. Know what I mean? I'm not, dog. I ain't with all that. Man, I mean, can't have that shit, man.
They got it.
No, they can't have that. I'm looking at the preview. I'm like, they said it's like more like a musical. It's like a song.
Yeah,
and
it
dance
is.
And
it is a musical.
It showed them like dudes that was locked up, but they was like singing and dancing for it, and you locked up.
Mm.
Listen, man, I ain't got nothing. I mean, don't get me started on that.
That
should
sound wild. You in there locked up on your joint and shit though.
You know what I mean?
What the fuck is they dancing for? Yo, man, y'all know what it is, man. We appreciate y'all. Like I always say, man, the bottom of all our handles, you know what I mean, that number at the bottom is a voicemail number. A couple of y'all left some voicemails. Oh, damn, I just remembered this. I got to remember to send this to you when I get home. The young lady who had those measurements did send in a picture.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So when I get back to the crib, I got to forward it to you. I forgot about it when she sent it to me. But, yeah, you know I mean, we appreciate the pictures. You know what I'm saying? I did mean to send it to my man ISO.
As y'all know, and you know what I mean, for our other podcast and friends that listen to us, as y'all know, like I said, if y'all looking for us, you know what I'm saying, to wanna, you know what I mean, come on y'all show, be featured, if it's a topic that, you know what I mean, fits it and the time schedule fits it, let me know, man. We make it work. You know what I mean, if you want one of us, you want both of us individually, let me know. We'll figure it out. If it's, you know what I mean, something that we could both be, you know what I mean, profitable for both parties. Not profitable as far as money, but if this could be lucrative for both people, you know what I'm saying? We want to add value to both parties. But we out of here, y'all. We appreciate y'all. Thanks. We gone.